You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Happy Friday to you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. This is part three now of the message I preached at Island Community Church. Now, Island is a church that I pastor. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We have a couple guest speakers coming up. My good friend Eric Marshall will be bringing the word this Sunday. The following Sunday at 10:30, another good friend of mine, Pastor Ken Babington, the pastor from First Baptist Church of Cocoa Beach, the man who ordained me a while ago, he is preaching a sermon on Taking Back America. That'll be May the 24th. We have special music that day as well. You'll hear more about that coming up. In the meantime, though, this is part three of this message, Moses and the Burning Bush. We're looking today and focusing at the holiness of God. God is holy, and those who approach Him must approach Him that way. He's holy. We're going to look at Aaron's two sons today, Leviticus chapter 10, those who offered profane fire to the Lord, and we're going to look at, as well, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and the correct way to take communion. Now, here is the last part of this message, Moses and the Burning Bush.
My advice to you, stop what you're doing, turn around, and go look like Moses did. Whatever it is in your life. Now, perhaps these instances are rare. This only happened one time with Moses. Maybe it only happened one time with you. Is the presence of God trying to get your attention? Is there a burning bush in your life somewhere? Let me encourage you, stop what you're doing. Drop what you have. Stop and go to where the presence of God is. And then great things will happen. They always have. Reminds me of that song. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I wanted to pick that song out today. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And when the presence of the Lord is with you, more often than not, He's going to lead you or call you to do something. Same as Jacob had the vision in Genesis 28. It's called Jacob's ladder. I call it Jacob's escalator. Really is what it was, right? So they're ascending up and down. Is this escalator there going up to heaven? All these angels coming down from there and going up. Paul caught the vision on the road to Damascus. My advice to you is go to wherever the presence of the Lord is and listen for His voice. The still, small, quiet voice. Sometimes, you know, Cheryl, your house has got to be empty. Then you hear the voice of God. Here with Moses, once God sees that Moses took the first, let me say this. Once God sees that Moses took the first step, then God speaks to Moses. Verse 4. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, "Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off of your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground." Moreover, he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look upon God. And you and I would be afraid too in his place. Isaiah saw God and he said, "Woe is me, for I am undone. My eyes have seen the King." He said, "I am a man of unclean lips. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." The apostle John saw him and said, "I'm a dead man. I've just seen the Lord." Remember that next time you see a new book on the New York Times bestseller list of how so-and-so went up to heaven, saw God, yucked it up with him, and then came back to earth and wrote a book about it. Anyone that's been in the presence of God falls to their knees and can't look at him because God is holy. This is my prayer every week when it's still dark out here, that when you come in here each week, you'll know you've been in the presence of God. I hope you feel that way. God is holy. Turn with me, please, to the next book in your Bible, Leviticus chapter 10. Leviticus chapter 10. God is holy. Now, starting in verse 1 of Leviticus chapter 10, these two sons of Moses' brother Aaron served the Lord in the sanctuary. Like this right here, this building we're in. Sanctuary. Ministering to him, offering to him the sacrifices of praise, right? Isn't that what we do in this house? This is God's house, right? We offer to him the sacrifices of our praise here. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1. "Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, they each took his censer, and they put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane." Now a better word here is unauthorized. Some translations say strange. "They put unauthorized fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord." And Moses said to Aaron, "This is what I spoke. By those who come near me," notice the two times of the word "must." "Those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy. And before all the people, I must be glorified." In other words, I warned you about this. I warned you. Be careful when you're in his house. Then the text goes on. "So Aaron held his peace." Verse 4. "Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uziel, the Aaron's uncle. And they said to him, 'Come near now. Carry your brothers out of here.' So they came near. And they carried them by their tunics out of the camp." See, their tunics, they got hoods on them, you see. So they went, they grabbed them by their hoods, and they pulled them out with their feet leaving lines in the sand. And they dragged them out, and smoldering corpses, black. Those who approach me must approach me as being holy. God is a holy God. He must be approached that way. I must be glorified," he says. God is a holy God. Not only that, verse 6, "Moses said to Aaron and Eleazar and Ithamar, his sons, 'Do not uncover your head nor tear your clothes.'" What are those two things? Someone say it. Grieving. "Do not uncover your heads nor tear your clothes lest you die." In other words, if you grieve over your brothers, then you're next. You're the next in line. No thank you. I don't want to be smelling like smoke like that. But Notice the word but. This is verse 6. Let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, grieve for them. Bewail the mourning, the burning, which the Lord has kindled. In other words, not only that, don't get upset about it. Let everyone else mourn for them, but you can't. Now, these are some of the reasons why we hear and see God say, take the sandals from off of your feet. Because this ground is holy. This place where you stand is holy. Church, this is why I have such a problem with flippant churches and the flippant partaking of Holy Communion. Ron, come on up here, please. Help me uncover this. Now, keep this in mind. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Cool, everyone's interested. I think we've got everybody's attention. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Keep in mind everything we've just looked at. The holiness of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 27. Speaking of Holy Communion and the partaking thereof. Whoever eats this bread, and drinks this cup. Now, I've translated it in my Bible irreverently. Eats and drinks, the King James says, what? A damnation, right? Whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup irreverently will be, what does it say? Guilty of the body. Guilty of the blood. Who wants to be guilty of those things? Raise your hand. The guilty of the body? You want God as judge to slam down that gavel and say, you are hereby guilty of the body of Jesus Christ. No, not something that you want. Now, I've been to churches before where they took communion. I've said it before. It was at the start of the service. No one said anything. And I was sitting on the front row and someone tapped me on the shoulder and I heard this sound. It sounded like this. And this was flying all over the church. And people were just scarfing this down like it was Twinkies. I was at Tires Plus the next day from burning rubber getting out of that church. You know not what you do. This is sacred. Holy, because God is holy. Now let's do here. I asked Darren to come up here. Let's do it right. It says, let a man examine himself, and in so doing he is to eat the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body, meaning there's more to this than meets the eye than you realize. For this reason, that is, being flippant about this, many are weak, sick, and a number of you sleep. A euphemism for same as them two guys that they dragged out. Dead. Let's just take a minute and do this right. I encourage you now, just a couple minutes of quiet time, and prepare your hearts for communion this morning.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.